Alice, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, this one, it's a fairly complex one. The story, it had some development since late last year, but now this registry, which actually turns over a profit for the taxpayer, it's being sold off. Why? What is the reasoning here?
Well, the reasoning would be the Liberal government's commitment to, I think, privatising a range of services. Well, basically, any government service or any government infrastructure that can make a profit, they're keen to privatise that. So I think this just falls in line with a continued push to privatise, you know, any government service that they can generate a profit from.
It's quite intriguing. As you say, this does seem to be part of a privatisation, small government kind of mandate on behalf of the overarching Liberal Party. The Tunnels Office, now this has been said to have created one of the most efficient systems of its kind in the world. So I would imagine why would you want to mess with a good thing? Would the privatisation of such a department actually leave taxpayers, Australians, New South Wales residents, actually worse off when trying to buy a property? What effects would it actually have on taxpayers?
Well, we don't really know what effects it will have on taxpayers. But what we do know is that currently all the skills, sorry, that's a cockatoo flying over my house, currently all the skills for managing the title registries are all located inside government. So there's a question about what will happen to those jobs. That's the first question. And the second question is, how will we take all of that skills and knowledge that's located inside of government and get it into the private sector? And this has typically been where, sorry, there's that cocky again.
This has
typically been where that public-private partnerships have fallen over, with the skills transfer and the knowledge transfer across. Also, why would we privatise a part of government that actually makes a profit, you know, that actually turns over a profit? This is a part of government that is self-sustaining, so it would make sense to keep this inside the government. Not to mention the opposition that comes from both sides of the privatisation debate. I think what's really interesting about this case is that all of the people that come out against privatisation have come out against this, but increasingly we have people that typically support the privatisation of government services coming out against this as well. So we have groups like the Public Services Association, of course, coming out against this, but we also have the Real Estate Institute of New South Wales, the Property Council of Australia, also against this as well. So I think the government's really up against a lot of public and private sector backlash for this privatisation.
Now, for a lot of people, one of the chief concerns at the moment is obviously house prices. Would the privatisation actually have much of an effect on house prices, do you think?
There'd be no direct impact. So if the private sector ran the registry as the public sector does, then there would be no direct impact. So I think the danger and the worry that people have is that the history of the private sector managing public services is not that good. If we just look at a series of privatisation initiatives in Sydney, the Sydney Cross City Tunnel, the Lane Cove Tunnel, the Bonnie Rigg Living Communities Project, all public-private partnerships, all went into receivership, millions if not billions of dollars of money lost. And I think the worry is that the private sector won't be able to manage this registry as well as the public sector. And that's got a lot of mum and dad investors worried, but it's also got the property developers and their lobby groups worried as well. But we just don't know how effective that will be in the long term. And I think the not knowing is part of the worry.
Well, that would seem to be some run-on effects, as it were, for consumer confidence.
It could well have those effects, yes.
Now, the government has said the private sector is basically, their reasoning here is that the private sector is best to invest in the institution, so it should be sold off in this kind of area. But as you mentioned there, other entities that are for privatisation for these kind of works are actually opposed, given that this department is self-sustaining. What do you make of this statement that it would be best to invest in the institution this way?
I think this is an ideological statement. This is just a statement about privatization. It's a standard statement that gets rolled out. You know, government is inefficient, private sector is efficient. Private sector can do these processes more effectively than public institutions. And I think we need to put these claims to the test for each particular project. And I don't think that we've had clear, rigorous analysis about those claims for this project. I mean, part of the privatization of all these government services over time is that we don't get all the information and we don't run good analyses of these projects up front, and the analysis that do take place sometimes get caught up in commercial in confidence arrangements because they're tied up with bids for these contracts. So I think we need a lot more detail and a lot more information about those types of claims.
Well, Dallas, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
That was